All right, my darlings. Welcome. This is Baking with Camilla. And today, I'm going to show you all how to make an easy cheesecake recipe, courtesy of KingArthurBaking.com. Since I couldn't find the original recipe link for the video that was used as a guide for this one, so this is what we're going to be going for. Ingredients. For the crust, you will all need 1.5 cups or 150 grams of graham cracker crumbs, from about 9 to 10 whole graham crackers. Personally, I like the honey and cinnamon ones. I think that they're really tasty, but go for whatever graham cracker that you want. Next, we'll need 1/4 cup or 28 grams of confectioner's sugar, then 6 tablespoons, 85 grams of butter. Make sure it's melted, and 1/8 teaspoon of table salt. For the filling, use 2 packages of 8 ounce or 452 grams of cream cheese at room temperature. Next, 2/3 cups or 133 grams of granulated sugar, 2 large eggs, also at room temperature, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. I personally use Norian's pure vanilla extract, but any vanilla extract works just fine instead. Instructions. Select a pie pan whose inside top dimension is at least 9 inches, and whose height is at least 1 1/4. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. To make the crust, stir together all of the crust ingredients, mixing thoroughly until combined. Press the crumbs into the bottom and up the sides of the pie pan, making a thicker layer on the bottom than on the sides. To make the cheesecake filling, in a large bowl, or in the bowl of a stand mixer, fit it with the flat beater attachment, combine the room temperature cream cheese and sugar, until they're both thoroughly combined and smooth on medium-low speed. This is so you can avoid incorporating too much air. To reduce lumps, make sure the cream cheese is softened and or at room temperature. This is very important, my darlings. Mix in the eggs and the vanilla, again mixing until smooth. Alternatively, combine the cream cheese and sugar in the work bowl of a food processor and process until smooth, and then add the eggs and vanilla and process again until evenly incorporated. Set the pie pan onto a baking sheet, if desired. This makes it easier to slide it in and out of the oven. And we all like things sliding in and out of places very easily, my dears. Plus, it also protects the bottom of the crust from any potential scorching. Pour the filling into the crust. To bake, bake the cheesecake for about 20 minutes. Or add what I call a crust shield, where you shield the crust with strips of aluminum foil. Bake for an additional 10 minutes, for a total of about 30 minutes. If you want to be extra super duper certain that it's cooked all the way through, use a digital thermometer and insert it into the filling, about 1 inch from the edge. It should read about 165 to 170 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep in mind, the filling won't look entirely set in the center. Remove the cheesecake from the oven and set it on a rack to cool. Once the cake is cool, refrigerate it. Make sure that it's covered until you are ready to serve it. Once it's all ready to serve, slice it into wedges and serve with fresh fruit, chocolate, or whatever topping that you'd like, if desired. Personally, I like serving mine with a hefty portion of chocolate syrup and whipped cream. And that's not because I already have those in my fridge for other culinary endeavors. Also, for storage, you can store any leftover cheesecake in the refrigerator for several days, longer if you freeze it in the freezer. I hope that you all have a wonderful time baking all your delicious cheesecakes. I look forward to seeing whatever delicious treats that you all make for me. And maybe, just maybe, if you're all very, very good for your big sister, and share plenty of your delicious sweets with me, I'll give you a little treat myself. Although, I'm hoping that the treats that you all give me besides the cheesecake will be on the more bitter variety. Thank you all so much for joining me this evening. I hope that you all have a wonderful day. Enjoy your treats, my dears. And I will see you all very, very soon. Ta-ta!